You have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
There's something swell about the spirit of Christmas. To see what it does to people, all kinds of people.
When you hear bells, when you hear bells a-ringing, and voices swell, with all the carols singing, that's how you tell. It's time to do the Christmas cha-cha-cha. Cha-cha-cha. Christmas cha-cha-cha.
Well, I don't need anything more for Christmas than this right here.
Well, you're easily amused, and we're glad you're aboard the World Boating. Greg, your first mate, Barry the Boater, rounding out the crew. All right, so Barry went out for a little Christmas boating adventure to explore the Florida Everglades. You talked about it last week. It was basically to get out there, run the engine on your 17-foot Triumph, and maybe hit an alligator or two as a speed bump.
Nope.
No, that didn't happen?
I don't think so, no. But we did see alligators.
Yeah,
it all started because I hadn't taken the boat out since last year, and I didn't want the fuel to go stale. Yeah, well, my boating mate, Miss Allie, my daughter,
right,
had some surgery back in January, and she could not get bumped or knocked around for a while, and I didn't want to take her out in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
So I had the idea of, well, let's find flat water, and the Everglades is flat water.
Right. And that worked out pretty good then,
It worked out good. There's a boat ramp that's really close to the house.
Yeah.
A beautiful boat ramp.
So this was just yesterday, on a Friday afternoon or evening, morning?
Friday morning. So first of all, before I went out Thursday, I pulled the boat out of the garage. I put the engine in the test tank. I have a big tank that I use instead of the muffs that normally go on the lower unit. Ran the engine, checked all the electronics, everything. Everything's charging. Everything's working.
Okay.
Put the boat back into the garage. Friday morning, Allie came over. I had already had the boat hooked up, ready to go. And we took off, stopped at the gas station, picked up some snacks and ice.
Mm-hmm.
Some went pub to the subs. Ramp. No, simple snacks.
Okay.
Because we were going to get some gator tail for lunch. Because there's this place is called Holiday Park, and they have airboat rides, and they have a big concession stand, and they sell, fried gator tail, which is normally really good stuff.
Normally. What it wasn't?
No, theirs was not good.
Why? What was wrong with their gator tail?
It just tasted grizzly and like chewy, like it was the wrong part of the tail, or I don't know what they used, but. It wasn't good. Yeah,
I always heard that gator tail was good. I've had it.
It is.
It's kind of meaty. It's almost like a cross between chicken and steak. Like, not quite as tender as steak, but
I thought it was more tender than chicken.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. It's kind of like a hybrid between the two a little bit to me.
Yeah. But no, normally it's good. I've had it in a bunch of restaurants, but for some reason, this was not good.
You got some bad
gator tail. And it wasn't cheap either. Yeah, was kind of pricey too.
Huh?
Like $13.
Was it nuggets or was it a sandwich?
Yeah, little nuggets. You
that's usually how they do it.
Like 10 or 12 of them. It wasn't big. It was expensive.
Chewy and
yes, it was chewy and not so good.
Huh?
So I would not recommend it.
Well, at least you got a bad batch.
But,
yeah.
Uh huh. Yeah, but we did see the Broward County Fire Rescue. Airboat people were out there. They were doing some training. So we had six beautiful airboats all lined up, getting ready to go into the water and do what they were going to do. And I had launched Surprise, and Allie tied her off. And one of the guest captains or whatever came over and he said, "I am amazed." And I looked at him. I go, "Okay, what's up?" And he says, "His wife will hold the line. Is it not do anything else?" And he says, and he said, "I guess that's your daughter." He was amazed. She knew how to tie the boat up.
Yeah.
And she knew what to do. And he was just amazed that she just took over and did all this stuff.
That you had her trained so well.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah. She learned well because I took her out often. So we headed out. We're going down these canals. We were going to go visit a It is a memorial to ValueJet Flight 592 that crashed in May 1996. It had just taken off from Miami International Airport. Mm-hmm. There was a fire in the hole. It was in the hold. It was a DC-9, and it went down. We were going to go visit it. At one time, you could take your boat over there, and I guess there was a dock or something. You can get off your boat and actually see a memorial that they built there.
Okay. So what, was it a down. Floating dock kind of thing, or what is it?
I don't know what it was, but this was years ago. It's not there anymore, and okay. No one told me that. Oh. Instead, there were flood control gates that said no boats allowed, so we never got to see the memorial.
Okay.
But we're heading down these canals. The water is absolutely flat, and Surprise ran gorgeously, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Not a problem. It just hummed along. I got some video that I sent to you, and it was a beautiful ride. Allie counted at least 36 alligators that she saw along the banks, along with numerous other birds and wildlife.
Right.
But about halfway down, I start hearing a thunking noise. It sounded almost like the engine was backfiring. And I go, what's that? And I slow down and it goes away. Then I speed up and it comes back, and it's intermittent. It isn't like a clock where it just keeps happening.
Okay.
I stop the boat. I lift the engine up, make sure nothing's tied around the prop or anything like that. Nothing. Can't figure out what's making that noise. Later on, Allie's, you know, because it took us an hour and 15 minutes to get all the way down where we were going. She's standing back there and she says it feels like, or it looks like it's coming from the steering system. And I go, well, that's weird. Hmm. We never find the problem.
No.
We turn around and we're heading back and it's still doing it. And then I'm looking at my depth sounder. And the depth sounder is showing me not anything, no information. It's not showing the depth. But then I slow down, and then I see the depth again, and then I speed up, and it's gone. And then I notice the temperature gauge. It also tells you what the water temp was.
Okay.
It was 69 degrees when we started.
Yeah.
At this point, it was reading 32 degrees.
What?
Yes.
That doesn't
Something
sound right.
was wrong. Yeah.
What did you just like overshoot a alien underwater base or something that caused the water temp change?
I thought those bases were only in the Atlantic
Ocean.
Well,
maybe you stumbled across a new one. I don't know.
No, this was 20 foot of water. There was no alien bases, and it certainly wasn't 32 degrees.
Yeah.
But something wasn't right.
Okay.
So I stopped the boat one more time, and I'm trying to look down. This water is this fresh water, but it's murky. It's that brown.
Brackish kind of
brackish,
thing going on.
Brackish is salt water and fresh water mixed.
Yeah.
This is just like, I guess, from all the materials in the Everglades and the sawgrass and all
that.
All it's the muck
from the,
Right.
Okay.
So I couldn't see anything down there.
Uh-huh.
And I wasn't about to stick my hand down there because you could see alligators swimming.
Right.
Along there. I mean, they're beautiful. But
until you put your hand down there and they take it off.
Yeah, right. Right. And then, hey, what happened to that? So eventually we start heading back and we pulled the boat up, got it on the trailer. Then we walk around to the back and the only thing left was a wire. The transducer, the thing that sends the information to the depth sounder, apparently had broken off. It had a plastic body.
Yeah.
And it just snapped. And the thunk that I heard was it flopping around in the water.
Ah.
It would hit the water, bounce up, and it hit the
transom. So you didn't lose it. It just came loose.
Oh,
from
no. Because eventually the wire broke.
Okay.
And that's why I was reading 32 degrees.
But you didn't lose
degrees.
Anything. You just got to put a new wire on it.
No.
Right?
It's gone.
Oh, it is gone. I was hoping for a holiday or Christmas miracle. So much for that.
Nope.
More coming up.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the boating world? Well, look no further than the World of Boating Radio Show. Just like you, thousands of boating enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. go to worldofboating.com, send us an email, and let's get to work to make your marketing message matter.